Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and neilhaley.com and all those exciting places. And we always have some very interesting guests. I'm going to tell you, I'm a sci-fi geek. You know, Star Wars, all the different things. And I was I didn't get the chance to check this out yet, but I tell you what, congrats again for our guests, especially this is sci-fi's number one series, The Expanse. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Cass Anvar. Cass, thanks for calling. Congratulations on the success of The Expanse.
Thank you kindly, sir. I very much appreciate it. We are so psyched right now. Season 2 has started with a bang, and we are riding that roller coaster into town.
It's such a cool show. I was checking out some of the the trailers and some of the other interviews you did in the last couple of years because of the fact of thinking about Mars and the whole process of where we're not just the only people out there and what is out there to explore. So, kind of explain to us the premise of The Expanse and then what we should expect this season.
Well, The Expanse is basically set about 250 years in the future. Earth has colonized the solar system. We've got a colony on the moon. We've got a colony on Mars. And we've got colonies out in the asteroid belt around Jupiter that are mining those rocks for minerals because there's lots and lots of money to be made by stripping the asteroids of ice and water and minerals.
Right.
And these three factions, there's a lot of tension brewing as colonies are wont to do. They start to resent their home base, which is Earth. And there's so much tension brewing. There's a war about to erupt, and it just takes one little spark to ignite that. And that's kind of what we started with season one, that some unknown faction was trying to stir up enough heat to get Mars and Earth and the belt all fighting each other for their own kind of selfish agenda. And season two, we kind of have figured out that there is someone out there, and we've kind of figured out very vaguely what their agenda is, and we're trying to stop it now, trying to stop an interstellar war. Mars has turned out to be a superpower. They're kind of like the U.S.
Right. Yeah.
When it broke away from the empire of the United Kingdom. And they have become the most technologically advanced society out in the solar system. But there are only 15 million people on Mars as opposed to 37 billion on Earth.
Oh, wow.
So even though they've become a huge threat, they don't match the numbers of Earth itself. So there's a very interesting standoff between these two powers. And then the Belters are basically the working class of the solar system. They don't have the military might, but they have passion and pride, and they're being used by Earth and Mars and everyone else. They're basically the working labor of the entire solar system, and they're being exploited, and they're mad as hell. They don't want to take it anymore, and they're resorting to terrorism. They're resorting to fighting. But they don't have the equipment or the money or the resources to really stand up. So you've got these little factions all throughout the solar system, and they're basically fighting with rocks. They don't have what it takes to kind of start a proper war. But you have three completely distinct societies all in conflict, and that's basically how we start the season.
See, thinking about that in so many ways, it's again, it speaks to us in a lot of ways, Cass, of what's going on in the world right now in more of an intergalactic world. And the fact that specific people have
we were hailed for being quite precognizant of what was going to be going on this year. It's a very pertinent show for the society and the world that we're going up in right now this year.
Exactly, because of the thought process, every decision we're making, Cass, in this country right now is about money. It's not about everything else around us. So in a lot of ways, when you're talking about Mars and the different places that they're trying to expand, but the only reason is for money. And they're hurting other people to do it.
And yeah, that's money and power.
Money and power.
Money and power. That's what it's all about.
What time period does this take place in?
Absolutely. That's a historic motivating factor in humanity as a whole. And the interesting thing that our writers, our creators, Ty Frank and Daniel Abrams, who collectively are James S.A. Corey, they are extremely intelligent and savvy creators, and they built a universe that was based on the world that they grew up in. And it's a very smart world, and it's a very real world, and it's driven by very real human passions and desires. You know, there's very little altruism. There's very little black and white in The Expanse. It's all shades of gray.
And what should we expect from your character this season? Any more developments?
What are we going to expect from Alex? Alex is he's a kind of a unique little bird. He's a Mars-born fighter pilot of Pakistani East Indian descent with a Texas accent. He's a bit of an introvert. He's kind of withdrawn, and like everybody who was on the Canterbury, the ship that he came off of, we're all kind of like broken little misfits that we're running away from something. So when he finally gets put in the pilot seat of the Rocinante, his beautiful ship that he's fallen in love with, he finally kind of finds his own. He finds his reason for being, and now he's finally starting to discover who he is and what he was meant to do. And he's coming out of his shell. But when we start season two, they've been through a brutal trauma,
right,
in season one. At the end of season one, they basically just watched what amounts to a mass genocide. And it takes a huge toll emotionally on the crew. And Alex has a hard time processing it because he's a really good man. He's a really generous guy. He's always looking out for the other guy. He's got a little bit of kind of like a Southern, you know, welcome everyone into your home and take care of the weak. And he had a very hard time, has a very hard time dealing with the fact that so many people were hurt and that he could not really do much for them. And season two kind of shines a light on that right at the beginning, and he gets put in a position where he's supposed to protect and save a large group of people, and he doesn't necessarily perform up to his standards, and it takes a huge toll on him emotionally. And that's kind of the beginning of his arc for season two, as he's trying to deal with and process that. Like, he could have been better. He isn't the pilot that he wants to be yet. He needs to raise his bar. He needs to get himself,
yes,
to his potential. And that's what the beginning of season two is all about for Alex.
And what do you think, we've got about 30 seconds, what do you think is why you guys are so successful on Sci-Fi, your show?
I think we are blessed with one of the most talented creative teams in the business. We have the most incredible writers. Our writing team is spectacular. Our producers, everyone, we all love each other. Like, there's like maybe 15, 20 of us that all hang out together, and everyone just loves each other. And there's so much talent there with our actors and our directors and our producers and our writers. I haven't worked on a project like this where everyone is just so absolutely top shelf A game, you know? So we've got the writers from Children of Men and Iron Man 1. We've got directors from Breaking Bad, producers from Breaking Bad, showrunner from Star Trek Next Generation and Farscape.
Oh, wow.
It's just an absolute dream team.
Absolutely. Okay, so Cass, best place we can find information on you and check it out. Season 2 coming very, very soon. But where can we find info on you as well?
Y'all can join me at anything Cass Anvar, CASANVAR, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm all there.
All right. Well, fantastic. And the show is on Sci-Fi. What day is The Expanse on Sci-Fi? Just to check it out.
Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Is Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi Network. And it is, it's probably the best sci-fi show you've seen in a long time. The critics are loving it. They're calling it the Game of Thrones in space.
I'm definitely going to watch it, and I'll tweet you out, let you know what I thought of the whole show and stuff, Cass. Good talking to you. Best of luck in your career, and I appreciate you calling, man. Take care. All right, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much, brother.
You're welcome, man. Take care. Bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.